Hello and welcome to this week's Set Modcast. This is Joe here, bringing you all the latest news in the world of modifications. This week we'll be covering the upcoming working group meeting, new draft proposal 83, and provide an update on Set Modification 7. Previously, when we discussed the agenda for the next monthly working group on the 4th of September, we had one modification proposal to discuss, which was modification 63. We will now also be discussing modification 77, DCC service flagging. Harry Jones is the lead analyst for this modification. Harry, could you tell us more about the modification?
Yeah, thanks very much, Joe. So we're looking at discussing the business requirements for mod 77, which, as you said, was DCC service flagging. Now, the issue with this mod is that currently the state of some DCC service flags have been providing unreliable information, and in some cases, the incorrect flag has been set to the wrong state, so it only covers smart metering systems rather than a device level. So the solution that's being proposed under these requirements is to fix the current service flag state so it provides this more reliable information, particularly in lieu of the Ofgem switching program. But also as well, it will introduce a new flag state, and this is N for non-active, and this plans to also cover device states which aren't currently covered. For instance, if a device is installed but not yet commissioned. So therefore, we'll be discussing these at the working group meeting. So just for comment on these and any potential additions you'd like to ask. And otherwise, if you have any submissions as well outside of the working group, then you can find these requirements at the moment on the website and suggest any comments there. And just please join if you have an interest. So thank you very much for asking that, Joe.
Great, no problem, Harry. So on to draft proposal 83, change coordination, which is raised by the DCC on the 23rd of August. Jordan Crace is the lead analyst for this proposal. Jordan, could you explain what this proposal is looking to address and its next steps?
Sure, no problem, Joe. So DP 83, this is looking to address the issue where the DCC have had problems of DCC system users creating changes that negatively impact the system. So under the SEC, the DCC are obliged to notify DCC users of any planned maintenance to avoid any major disruptions. Now, the reverse can also happen where users make changes to their ends of the system, can negatively impact the DCC system, creating some issues for the DCC. So this proposal will look into coordinating changes for the users and hopefully making it a bit more of a smoother process. Next steps for this are to go around the subcommittees, get some of their initial thoughts, and if anyone in industry have any comments at this stage, please let us know. There are already two on the website if you'd like to check it out. Back to you, Joe.
Great. Thank you, Jordan. Now, on to SEC Modification 7, which is firmware updates to IHDs and PPMIDs, which has recently made steady progress, and I'll walk you through some of the solutions currently under assessment. So the DCC completed their preliminary assessment in May, and it came back with two solution options. DCC PA Option 1, which is updating firmware over the air via Zigbee, which costs $12.3 million. And DCC PA Option 2, which is updating firmware over the air via modified GBCS commands, which came in at a cost of $8.5 million. DCC PA Option 1 will be utilised by IHDs and PPMIDs. The mechanism requires new GBCS use cases to distribute and return device firmware versions. As this solution is intended for Zigbee-capable devices only, the solution cannot communicate directly with the devices and cannot reuse the existing capability for distribution and activation of hand device firmware. The communications hub is to manage the activation of firmware and the notification to the service user upon activation of the firmware. DCC PA Option 2 was broken down into two parts, 2A and 2B. They are the same solution. However, 2A is with IHDs included and 2B is with IHDs excluded. The proposer decided to use PA Option 2 for the HCalcs only, with the imperative to extend the existing over-the-air firmware update procedure. This approach involves the HCalcs supporting firmware distribution in a manner that would be similar to the ESMI-GESMI firmware distribution and activation using GBCS critical commands. The proposer and the working group were against Option 2 for IHDs and PPMIDs. They noted that although the DCC had quoted a cheaper cost, it would actually place increased costs outside of the PA on parties and manufacturers due to the CPA requirements and the handling of SMICI certificates. DCC PA Option 1 was designed with the intent that IHDs and PPMIDs would not need to undergo CPA and so the proposer and the working group opted to take this forward for IHDs and PP mids, whilst the HCALCs would progress with DCC PA option 2. We requested the DCC carry out an impact assessment for this modification. To clarify, this assessment will be against both options, option 1 for IHDs and PP mids, and option 2 for the HCALCs. Whilst the DCC are carrying out their assessment, we'll be drafting the legal text for this modification. We've already drafted the proposed changes to set Schedule 8 GPCS, and these are now available on the modifications webpage. We'll be feeding in the proposed changes to the other set technical specifications as they are completed. Please feel free to comment on any of the proposed legal drafting by emailing sec.change@gemserve.com. And that's all for this week. We'll be issuing our next modcast on the 6th of September. For any thoughts or comments you have on the topics discussed today, please email us at sec.change@gemserve.com. Until next time.